So you shared a message from Pastor James with us from Spirit of Truth Christian Fellowship World, and we want to really dive into this idea of how Christians gain spiritual strength. And I think a core idea here is that the stronger your faith gets, the more impact you have, the more you can expect some pushback.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he uses this interesting analogy of a target on our backs, but he makes it really clear that it's not like we're doing something wrong to attract negativity. It's just like a natural consequence of living out your faith more and more. And as you grow spiritually, that's when the resistance kind of kicks in, you know?
Right. So let's talk about this pushback. Pastor James, he describes it as these kind of subtle attacks, almost cowardly attacks, where Satan is trying to exploit our vulnerability. So like worry, discouragement, loneliness, he really seems to be pointing to like the mind and emotions as like the main battleground here.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's interesting is he's not just praying for strength to like endure it all. It's more than that. It's like he's praying to actually get stronger through those things, like to be refined, to love more deeply, to become more powerful in Christ, almost like looking at those things as a chance to like really grow.
And it's so different from what he calls the zombie martyrdom, where you're always the victim, you lose your joy. And he even says it can be like a virulent bite, you know, on everyone around you. So it's not just about like grimly hanging on.
Right? Yeah, it's about the whole mindset. Like if you're always feeling like a victim, it's not good for you or the people around you. It's almost like he's rejecting this idea that like suffering is the main thing in a Christian's life, you know?
And he talks about being conquerors instead. He brings up Romans 8:37, where it says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And even Hannibal's quote, we will either find a way or make one, you know, like that kind of determination, even when things are really tough.
Yeah. Bringing in Romans 8:37, it's really grounding this idea in like solid theology, you know, like in the bigger picture, believers have this victory because of Christ's love. So these struggles are happening, but there's this ultimate triumph too. And then that Hannibal quote, it just brings in the sense of like, we have agency, we can do something, even when it seems impossible.
And he reminds everyone about 1 John 4:4, you know, about he's like, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I think it's like a reminder that we do have this inner strength because of our faith, even when we're facing all this opposition.
Yeah, it's like this huge sense of security and power. Like we have this connection to God, and that helps us stand up to anything the world throws at us, you know.
And finally, he encourages people to share the message and to follow their page for what he calls positive, bold, scripturally sound content. And he really stresses that they want to give, not to receive, and ends by saying that God always meets their needs.
It ties back into this idea of trusting God, even when things are difficult, like knowing that he's taking care of you so you can focus on helping and sharing your faith with others.
So I think the main point is that we shouldn't just see challenges as like attacks, but as ways to get stronger in our faith. It's about taking action and having faith, not just feeling like we're victims.
And that brings up something I think would be good for everyone listening to consider. Does this perspective resonate with you? Like the idea that the more impact your faith has, the more pushback you might get, and that those challenges can actually help you grow, it's something really worth thinking about.